This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll get to weekend's best, weekend's worst. Clint, we got some folks here on the text line. Took a little umbrage to what you had to say there. CJ doesn't have to be an a-hole to be a good leader. You're smarter than that, Clint. I always love when people have dismounts like that. The best and most impactful leader I have ever been around did it without being an a-hole. He did it by not expecting anything he wasn't given himself and treating people right.
God bless, brother.
Those are two different texts.
Well, that second one, I'd like to know the leader you're talking about. What are we talking about? Work? Are we talking about an office? Are we talking about a church? What are we talking about? I need some context here. I've been around some great coaches, some great players that were great dudes. I ain't never been around in athletics, never been around a team that won, that at some point in time, the leader on the team didn't have to be call it what you want.
Maybe the term is stern.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe not. Let's not get caught up on the a-hole part. Like at some
assertive.
Point, at some point in time, you're going to have to get in somebody's ass. At some point in time, you're going to have to let somebody know. And look, it, you know what? It may be the offensive coordinator. You know, it may be the quarterback coach. It may be D'Amico Ryans. It may be Nico Collins. It may be, you know, whoever. Like, at some point, when you're playing this game and you're the quarterback of a football team, it is impossible to avoid, especially when you're where this football team is right now. This football team is a really, really good football team. They got really, really talented players. They've done a hell of a job building a roster. They got great culture. They got great chemistry. You hope they got the missing piece, which the offensive coordinator can kind of bring this thing together. At some point, CJ Stroud is going to look them guys in the huddle and say, "Hey, man, get y'all's crap together, man. This is unacceptable." Right? At some point, he's going to have to be what I would refer to as an a-hole. If you don't like that term, at some point he's going to have to be real stern with folks. At some point he's going to have to not be worried about praying and being friends with everybody. At some point in time, it's going to have to be, I'm going to risk this guy not liking me. This may affect our friendship, but what you got going on right here ain't it. Hey, Laramie Tunsil, I need you in training camp. I need you to be a part of this thing. I need you holding these guys accountable, not coming in a week late, not making jokes about how he's a vet. Like, at some point, that's going to happen. D'Amico's not going to be able to do it all. At some point, it's going to happen. You seen D'Amico Ryans. What did D'Amico Ryans have to do with Jalen Petrie? D'Amico Ryans, I mean, there's been a couple of different players that D'Amico Ryans has had to have. Hey, man, you ain't doing what I want you to do, so come sit over here by me. right? I mean, I'm not saying CJ's going to bench people, but at some point, CJ's going to have to it's not going to get through any other way, and there's going to be a moment where it's like, hey, we got to fix this now. We don't have time to wait. We got to fix it now.
You don't get the sense that's been happening a lot?
No. Absolutely not. No, I don't. I don't think it has. To put some context to it, like, I just believe that's the next step for this football team. I mean, I don't want to get sidetracked by a text and that's worried about somebody being an a-hole or not. Couch it however you want to couch it. All I'm saying is I've never been around a leader in a team sport with all those different personalities where whoever was leading the crew, whether it was the coach or whether it's coach-led or player-led, at some point in time in a season, at some point in time in a climb to a championship or a climb to being relevant and getting out of dysfunction and getting to where you're a playoff caliber, you know, that kind of, I've never been around an organization where it didn't happen, especially when you're talking football. You're talking 80, 90, 100 guys. It's got to happen.
All right. Weekend's best, weekend's worst. Clint, let's start with the best. I'll start with you. What was your weekend's best?
Well, look, as I said earlier, I don't know. It was a very difficult watch for me, but the U.S. Open, J.J. Spahn was that ending – for that young man, he had never made a U.S. Open cut, Ron. He had never made a U.S. Open cut, and he won the U.S. Open in dramatic fashion. Literally his last putt. He's the fifth player in the last 100 years to win the U.S. Open, having never previously made a U.S. Open cut. He never had a top 20 finish in a major ever before winning yesterday. And my man, the putt, what I say it was, 46?
You said 64. 64.
64 foot putt to not win it. He had to two putt from 64 out and he sunk it. And he threw his putter in the air, double Tiger Wood, you know, arm flexes. It was impressive. He did it after a long delay. As Ron said, you could have watched the 2008 U.S. Open where Tiger Woods was playing. And Rocco Mediate, I believe, was who he was going neck and neck with there. I didn't watch it. And I'm assuming Tiger won that one.
Yeah, he did. 48, he had to come back the next day.
But, yeah, I got to go with J.J., man. I mean, Ron, that was to hit the 64-foot putt, to win it, to every time the U.S. Open, I'm gonna get to the U.S. Open by the way again in this segment, but the U.S. Open, the rough was unbelievable. Every time I looked up, he was hitting out of the rough. I thought for sure he was gonna fall completely out of the top five, and they cut that thing back on. He hit a shot. He hit a tee shot on 17 that he drove the green on 17. Now that may have been that 300-yard par.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A three that was out there. But he, I mean, you could not, you, I mean, he had to hit a 10-yard window with a driver, and he hit it 300 on the green, landed on the green. And that was on 17. When it was tied, he was plus one tied with somebody. I can't remember who's tied with. And then 18 is where he hit the putt. He's got to take the cake for me, man.
All right, my weekend's best. You can text in yours, 713-572-4610. YouTube, and Twitch. My weekend's best is Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark had missed five straight games with an injury, and she came back, and they were facing the only undefeated team in the WNBA, the defending champion, New York Liberty, 9-0. And she had 32, 8 rebounds, 9 assists in the game. I'll be honest with you, she should have had about 17 assists if there just weren't about at least four or five blown layups and then others on wide-open jump shots and great passes that she created. But, Clint, she went crazy for three. There was a stretch, Clint. She hit three straight threes in 28 seconds, and they were all like 29, 30 feet or further. She was just pulling up like she talks about on the commercial. She hit six threes in the first half. All of them were average 29-plus feet away from the basket of the six threes she made. She just went crazy in the middle of the game. So it was good to see her back Saturday. By the way, the ratings were through the roof for that game between them and New York. So Caitlin Clark went off first game back. 7 of 14 from three for the game. In the first half.
I wasn't even watching it, Ron, and since then it's just like Twitter feed of just it's constant. You know the wow factor and what she brought to the table. So I hate that missed it. Would have loved to sit down and watch that one.
What's your weekend's worst?
Well, I'm going to stay close to home after talking about my boy J.J. Spawn. The U.S. Open.
Somebody just texted in, the U.S. Open was like a bad movie with a great ending.
You are damn right. You are exactly right. And some folks hung in there, and some of us bowed out and missed the ending. Because I'll be honest with you, I had to watch the J.J. Spawn highlights. The U.S. Open overall. I mean, when the best golfers in the world can't finish under par.
Yeah.
Literally, a guy had to hit a 64-footer to get to under par. If he would have been smart, if he'd have just snuggled it up and then sunk it, he'd have been even. He'd have won the tournament with an even score. Like, when it's that difficult, sorry, some people call me whatever you want. That's not fun. That's not a fun watch. That makes golf golf needs.
Traditionally, the U.S. Open is they have the roughs like that. It's traditionally.
That's fine for casual golfers like myself and casual golf watchers like myself. It was unwatchable. Like I think the game of golf needs, if you're in terms of enjoying it on TV, I think the game of golf needs like crazy shots, not like trick shots, but like crazy good golf of guys hitting it next to the pin from. You know, the rough and you're out, you're 200 out, not rough that you got to chip it back out in the fairway. Like, I just thought that was a very difficult watch. The U.S. Open gets my weekend's worst.
Scottie Scheffler, 4 over with another top 10 finish. Finished 7th.
Yeah. He had his shots, man. He missed some putts down the stretch where he could have made that thing interesting.
Mine quickly goes to myself. We're on the show, and that is... whatever take I had a couple of years ago about the Pena Correa, they need to bring in Correa. That really looked bad, especially not just this year, but really, especially Friday night in that series where Pena is going 4 for 5. And as you said, had the game winning run on the walk off on Saturday. And he is the second best WAR in baseball behind Aaron Judge right now. And that is Jeremy Pena. He is making me, and I was at the time, and I feel like I had a good point, but I was at the time with, hey man, Correa, this is another one that's a cornerstone type guy, but Jeremy Pena is making that washed out right there. So.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh no, I meant those blackout motorized shades, MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.